Tunduli here to ruin this week's episode of the Worst Little Podcast.
Who wants to be famous? Who wants to die for art?
Torino, the biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? Contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Ramirez.
Podcasting live from the recent past. In the Dogwater Studios on a hill high above Reno, Nevada, in a neighborhood they call Socrates. This is the Worst Little Podcast in the World, and I'm your host, Chewbacca. I'm joined this week by my co-host, producer Rick Spagnola, and Nick and Roy are here, along with their friend Spike and Steve, and One Ton Dooley.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Hit that post like my brother falling asleep behind the wheel of a car.
That was a solid B+, Chewy. Solid.
So I kind of started slipping up there, but I did all right.
Yeah.
See, now that joke went to work because you just told me the story last past Friday.
All prayers to Mike Dowd, who ran into a post because he fell asleep on
the
wheel.
Oh, you talked about that on the show. That's on the show.
Yeah, he hit that post as well as Mike did. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Well,
hey, Spike, turn on the timer.
He's going to recover a lot faster than your brother, I
think. Nick and Rory are guests this week, so somebody else had to do the intro.
And I don't have one that says Mr. Chewy.
No, I'll be Mr. Ramirez.
Mr. Ramirez.
All right.
Oh, hi, I'm happy to be here, everybody. It's happy season 15.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Welcome to episode 578.
Fuck yeah. Oh, you're going to see a lot more of me this season, maybe even being a part of season, episode 600.
Those sprouts are growing up, huh?
Feels good.
Yeah, we'll see you in 21 episodes. That'll be your 600th.
Well, I'll be back before that.
I sure hope so.
Hopefully more of that. That's many like of times.
Five or six months away.
Yeah.
So,
it'll be this year. So,
it's good to see you guys.
Happy to be back in this form and incarnation.
One Ton Dooley. Take it up a notch.
That was the last album. We're actually coming into the studio now to record a new album this weekend, which is why we're guests of the show.
Strategy.
It would be fun. Any other dumb studio with a podcast would schedule the podcast and the recording session like months apart.
No. But no,
which would be dumb.
We're going to do it all at the same time so it all sounds exactly the
Rick
same.
Rick is yes. hella efficient.
And all of your stuff will be already here, and when we set up on Friday, we can just fucking start late. We don't even care.
Plug in and go.
Set up. Yep.
Yep.
So it's magic, you guys. This
happened organically.
This We're doing is this pulling right. back the curtain. This is music magic, people. Hope you enjoy it.
And we even have a brand new song, which is good because, I mean, if you listen to the last couple of Doolies, you'd probably be like, hey, they keep playing the same songs.
Oh, but we're getting way better now. I have a dark horse desire to somehow, in the 3 days that we're here, write a song and like just record it and put it out and just like roll with it.
I love that.
It's a challenge
that, right?
I'm throwing to the five of us, including you, Rick, right now.
Jammy Jam.
We're going to write a song in the studio this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I will take part in this.
Yeah.
But my part, I'll be like, can we be more fanciful? Use more Nick foul
says
language.
Nothing. The guy's not like, okay, sure.
I guess we'll do that.
See how it goes. We'll do the ones we know and see how it
and
goes.
And see what happens. See what happens.
Yeah. I feel like I never have enough time recording. Once in a blue moon, like that rock, the first Roxy, or no, it was Candy Shop. You can knock it out in one weekend, but then the album could have been better.
Yeah, when a band is really well rehearsed, you can just blam, boom, it's done. Like, it's, yeah, that can't happen.
We are pretty well rehearsed.
Yeah, you guys are rehearsed as fuck.
So, this is the challenge. You, ladies and gentlemen of the listening audience, will be the voting judges sometime in the next 6 to 9 months. Mm-hmm. So mark your calendars, all of you paying attention right now.
Envelopes and your stamps ready to send in your vote.
Save your box tops.
To the studio.
You can't vote without 5 box tops. Give me any box.
Box tops are like a scannable thing now. You don't even have to cut them out. It's
scammable
totally
thing?
They were always a scammable thing.
I didn't know it was still a thing. That's like finding out telegraph.
Oh, they really happens. Are.
It says box tops still on the boxes, but you don't cut them out. To
in
collect
cubicle
them anymore,
land,
you just like scan them with your smartphone, which is stupid.
In cubicle land, there's a lady who has an envelope on her cubicle that has, you know, like, hey, put your box tops here. And then she also has the scannable thing. If you want to donate it, here's our QRC mm-hmm. code to donate to our school's fund.
Yeah, I'm sure that totally goes to where they say it is, too.
I'm sure.
So it's not a scam.
No.
I was just joking.
If you can help. If you can't, fuck it. Fuck that bitch.
But if you'd like to buy these magazines so I can get myself some X-ray glasses.
Right? X-ray specs.
Oh, dude, I tried Those to sell. Worked. In fourth grade, I tried to sell magazines to get Boys X-ray. Life. Boys Life to get X-ray specs on the back.
They didn't even work.
No. They were just like.
To see your teacher's panties, you had to do it the old-fashioned way.
Right. Get arrested.
At least sent to the principal's office.
I was just bummed out about the sea monkeys personally, but that's just.
Yeah.
I mean, all they were fucking these little whatever.
Instead of growing them from eggs, you could just buy them at the store.
You guys didn't like keep yours going until like they were like mature,
edible.
No, it looked like
dude, they got like 6 foot dead. Tall. They started gangs and started like they eventually they ran the neighborhood.
They look just like that cartoon they raise a family.
I'm really disappointed that's not how it was.
Drove little convertible sedans underwater.
They don't wear any clothes, but they don't have anything to show.
Yeah, but they had
the
king with
their microscopic
with a trident and the whole nine
yards.
Yeah,
they made that crown.
So he actually ran the numbers ring in the neighborhood once he like grew up and got out of the tank.
He was a pimp, also.
He probably had a strong pimp hand because pimp's love is different than a
trident. Lord of the gutter.
Square love.
It's his sea monkey claw.
It's a sea monkey pimp. Totally normal in the 80s.
All Absolutely. Happened all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Other than that, what have you guys been up to?
Playing rock shows, having babies.
Like, we're just off of a hot show with the UK, the Meteors. A British psychobilly from
that.
The 80s.
Yeah, and Los Pistoleros was fucking blue fucking
Did you say Los Pistoleros?
Los Pistoleros.
Oh, Los, sorry.
He white. It's okay.
The Los Pistoleros, as I like to
The Los Pistoleros.
I introduced
like
them
when
as
we go,
that often.
They play at the El Dorado.
Yes.
the El Dorado.
No, we got to play with Mr. the Johnson and his Loaded Dice as well.
Fuck yeah,
they were killer too.
They were a great opener.
Always good.
we kind of kicked it off. It was a good feeling room. Everybody felt good, and we handed that off to the Pistoleros, who really closed it down. And then the Meteors had an excellent fucking set. I got to hang out with Patrick, the lead singer, downstairs a little bit.
Lead singer stuff. Rory's all hanging out with the
He's like, hey,
stars.
Are you a lead singer?
You guys all disappeared, and Patty and John are like, come on down, let's meet the band, let's get autographs and pictures. And me and Lucy from the Mr. Loaded Johnson. Dice, yeah. one of the Loaded Dice, Lucy and I went down. And with Janice,
Janice.
We all went down. So, like, y'all snozed, you lose.
And we lozed.
You lows? Yeah. Thank you.
We all snozed and we lows. I'm so old, I don't give a fuck. I'm just like, come on, Meteors, finish up the set so I can go home. My fucking back hurts.
Super tired. I got to yawn.
I was exhausted. I was ready to fall asleep.
I returned to the Virginia Street Bar on Friday to go see our friends Candy Apple and the Razorblades doing the Misfits. And then voted best band.
VBB, yeah.
Doing a bunch of punk rock.
Faith
Re No More.
That band rules.
But I couldn't stay for Faith Re No More because of my fucking back, dude. Mm. It's hard. Concerts are hard.
Down?
And I think about a festival and I just shake my head. No. No.
Yeah. Ah, dude.
You won it all, but you couldn't have it.
You have to take up yoga and swimming.
It was in your face, but you couldn't grab it.
Have you discovered muscle relaxers yet?
What is it?
Your back. What is it?
Sciatica. That's what it is.
That's bad.
Yeah, and then my daughter wants to dance all the time, and she doesn't get any lighter. She just keeps getting heavier and heavier.
That's going to continue until... Yeah.
So welcome to Hercules training. If you can pick up a calf every day, one day you will be able to pick up a cow.
Right.
Pick her up every day, and one day you will pull your back picking up an 11-year-old.
Yeah. It's like getting a stalk of corn, and you jump over it 100 times a day as it grows, and then one day you can jump over like 10
exactly.
stalk of corn.
Yeah, mm. yeah,
yeah. My daughter's 13 now. I'll never pick her up again.
The last time I picked up Jasper, we were at the Alamo. He was 12, and
Texas.
There was no basement.
The Alamo,
not the Alamo in Sparks,
not the one at the
no, the Sparks. One in Texas. We went to the Alamo, he wanted to see the Black Powder Rifles, but it was a really thick crowd because it was like Thanksgiving.
It's Texas too. There are thick people down there.
I heard. Just like in Wally. So I effed him up to kind of, and like, man, that's the last time I picked up my child. People say you don't know when the last time you'll put him down one day and you never know that that was the last. No, I know exactly. That was the last time I lifted that child into the air.
Never again.
The day after Thanksgiving, fucking like 2018.
Well, I'm not sure about when my mother stopped, picking me up or something. But when I slipped in the tub when I was 40 or no, I wasn't even 40 yet. I was 30 years old or something, slipped in the bathtub and cut my knee open, was on my back. Mommy and daddy had to come in and pick me up, curl me, take me to the hospital in my birthday suit. And they didn't expect that. None of us did, but in a crisis, you might just lift
a 200-pound guy. Yeah.
Rick took me to the hospital, thought it was gas. Yeah. I actually had an appendectomy.
I would have put money on he's going to fart and this is over. And it wasn't. He almost died.
Your appendix was fucked up.
You had
I had appendicitis. I had surgery that fucking night. Yeah.
They came out and
that
like,
I later declared bankruptcy for. No, absolutely.
I came home from work.
Life-saving surgery.
I just wanted to have a couple of shots of whiskey and smoke some weed. And Rory's like, you have to take me to the hospital. And I'm like, you're fucking kidding me.
No, remember, I called your mom. Your mom made you leave work early.
Oh, my God. Like, I don't even get that one shot.
You weren't answering the phone when I tried to call you, so I called
you. But if it was before, you're remembering wrong, because if it was before I got sober, I didn't have a cell phone. I had a pager.
That's
at
right.
Work. Yeah.
That's what it was. No, but I remember I had to call the office to get you to come
in
and
they
drive
had to page
me to the hospital.
And then I might not have called the
you
first.
Were, that's why you were so fucking annoyed, because I made you leave work early.
And then, that part I probably liked. But I was like, we're going to be there for 4 hours, and it's nothing. I know you're just a big faker. And then next few hours later, 2 hours later, I'm calling where his parents, like, I'm going to stay here and pray the rosary while he's in surgery.
Man, they used to get you in 2 hours back then. That was a long time
ago.
Well,
when your appendix is about to burst, they move you to the front of the line, just like if you're having an actual heart attack.
Yeah, if you have a heart problem, you're right in front.
Yeah. And appendix, that shit bursts and it goes septic. And like, that's
super
really
bad.
Yeah.
As soon as they realized that's what was happening, he was right in.
Well, I'll keep that in mind.
It was just weird when they put me in the stirrups.
Hey, now.
Next time I stub my toe and I need to go to the ER, I'll just be like, I think my appendix is fucked up. And they're going to be like, okay, we'll take you right in. I'll be like, all right, got you here.
Can you look at this toe?
What, your appendix isn't in your toe?
They take blood tests.
My bad.
And there's like a thing that says, oh, yeah, this guy's going to die. Or this guy's going to die. Yeah.
Yeah, last time I went, they put me on the EKG machine.
Ooh, yeah.
And they took me out of that room and stuck me in a wheelchair and took me up to the 7th floor. I didn't even get to see the ER rooms. They just took me right up to cardiology. Yeah.
And then cardiology said?
Said, you're fucked, boy, for a little bit.
Oh.
But then I got cured in 2018. So.
Nice.
But the madness persists.
Yeah. I mean, most of my friends have had their stuff rotor-rooted out, like just like the...
Oh, no, I had an electrical problem between my head and my heart. They were like disconnecting, so my heartbeat would go from like 60 to 180 in about 3 minutes. I peaked at 242 once.
Yeah.
That happened to me one time. That's pretty wild.
I was on coke. I passed out.
Where did that happen to you, Rick?
At a gay bar. Only once, though. That was pretty great.
You on them poppers?
Is that something that starts with A and rhymes with schmamel schmitrate?
No. I was thinking really hot guy and meth. But whatever.
Yeah.
But that's besides the point. What else have you guys been up to?
Spike, did you almost die?
No, not yet.
Okay, good.
I'm surprised he was a Marine. Surprised you almost didn't die the whole time you're in there.
Nope. Stay low, stay humble.
That's a good rule.
Is that what it's like in, Indiana Jones movie where you had to like bow and be penitent so that the blades didn't chop your head off.
Yeah,
like,
there you go.
Yeah.
The penitent. Man.
Yeah. Be aware of your surroundings.
Path of the penitent.
Yeah. Like that turkey on
the
South
penitent
Park.
Man.
Exactly.
The penitent man.
Should we do another song?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. It sounds about that.
All this chitter chatter is getting
power
boring.
Cleanser.
Boy, that really like petered out.
Well, we all know each other.
Peter.
You know when you're getting old when all you talk about is your medical condition.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So
or your diet.
Or
children. Guess what about my diet?
Podcast diet. About Deflategate, and all they want to talk about is deflated balls and Tom Brady handling spongy balls. And it's a really funny time to drive to Target with your wife.
Some people, they drink coffee. Some people, they drink tea. Some people think it's not good enough, but ain't good enough for me. I drink whiskey all night long. I'm gonna drink that bottle down. I'm gonna drink it till it's gone. Some people think I'm a angel, even though I need
Hell yeah.
That's a drinking tune.
Yeah, what's that song about?
Good decisions. Love that one. That's a good great party song. Friends.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Yeah, that's our kind of a signature song, but you know.
Yeah, always a big hit at
always
the bar.
Always changes.
Yep. It's a good time. Party song.
If you ever stop drinking whiskey, Rory, will you still sing that?
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah, it's about the song.
Does that make you a poser?
Yes.
Nice.
I stopped drinking whiskey for a week. Top of the year here. Totally detoxed after 6 days. That sucked. A big ass hangover after not having anything to drink for 7 days. It's like, well, fuck. Yeah. All right. Time to start drinking again.
I mean, it's amazing how quick drinking again will fix the hangover.
Gotta just get that balancing act back in place.
It's also amazing how at this age, when we don't drink at all, we still get hangovers in the morning. Yeah. No matter
what. It's amazing.
I hear, Uber driver, I hear these college kids in the back talking about how they feel when they're hungover. Well, I feel like that every fucking day. No matter what, if I drink or not.
Just wait till you get drunk and fall down a flight of stairs and bust your knee, kid.
They go, that's so interesting.
You'll know when the storms come.
My knee's tingling.
Oh, dude, I'm not even. I have wires in my hand and cartilage and scar tissue and all the joints.
That's when my dad took me to the hospital that one time. Yeah, it sliced my knee open. And
you have metal
in winter, it does get weirded out in the winter.
Mm-hmm. Here's to that we have to warn them about that before we get in the MRI club.
Yeah. Yep, okay.
Back to old man talk here on the Worst Little Podcast.
Yes.
We don't really have a whole lot of shows lined up because we're really focused on this upcoming album. It's going to be called The Finger, named after the song that you heard here at the top of the show. We're going to get some merch. We're going to get some T-shirts. And we're going to be hitting up all the clubs to entertain the kids and kids and
get
cats
that album out there.
Out there in the springtime.
Oh, yeah.
Wanton Dooley.
Can't wait.
Woo.
We can't stop.
What are we doing here? What should we talk about?
Can't really? Stop, won't stop. We've all been on the quiz.
Yeah, we've done the quiz.
I mean, do you have any new quiz questions I don't know about that I should take? Like, should I take the quiz? It's been years.
Let me think. Oh, I came up with a good, like, rapid fire earlier.
Oh, one?
Just one.
Right. Yeah.
Like, you guys want to answer
it? Like a cock push?
Yeah, let's do it. One.
Okay. All right. I'll start with you, Nick. Beggar or chooser?
Ooh. Beggar. Right. Gotta keep it real, beggar.
Chooser.
Steve.
Chooser.
Beggar. All right. Even split. All right. Good job, guys. That was the quiz.
Awesome.
We win.
Yeah.
Rick, do you got any new questions? Is Rick around anymore? What
Rick's
happened to Rick?
He might
here.
Be taking the doggy out for a potty break.
Oh, of course. Yes. All right, I'll carry this.
Rick is hoping the show is just a well-oiled machine and rolls along without his assistance. Thank you for your input, Mr. Spagnola. Yep. I appreciate
it. The dog had to pee. Did I miss anything?
Not at all. Nope.
They called it correctly, though.
Well-oiled machine. We were just talking about the state of current affairs in NASCAR.
Yeah.
Oh, something I know a lot about.
Yeah. Yes. That's why we were trying to ask you questions about it, but you did not respond.
But no one will answer my question about having that fifth wheel in the NASCAR.
Yeah.
I mean, four wheels, why not five?
Well, yeah.
I mean, the rednecks,
why not put
God's
a sidecar on the fucking
I thought you
thing.
Meant like a fifth wheel, like the trailer that goes behind that you can camp with.
Dude, oh, now you're talking.
And I was thinking about that last awkward guy at the camping orgy.
Yes, yes.
The fifth wheel.
Just standing there with his dick in his hand.
So, where do I get to join in, friends?
Yep. So I'll just drink another beer
just
and roast
a
this marshmallow.
The fifth wheel.
I never went to that camp out.
And you're not missing anything.
I wasn't invited.
Right. Yeah.
God damn it.
Our good friend Amanita Muscaria.
I mean,
too.
One thing you want after an orgy is a functioning shower.
Oh, God. So. And before.
Yeah, really. Well, on a good day.
You don't show up to the orgy fucking dirty, man. That's rude.
Tell that to the burners.
And yet so many people do.
That's so rude.
Remember Bianca Smutshack at Burning Man 98? Goddamn, those people weren't showering.
Oh, yeah. It's
yikes.
Certain scent in the air.
There were some puppy piles in the dirt and dust out there that I did not want to be a part of, for sure. Mm. Yeah. That's gritty. In some places, you don't want grit.
Good times.
Definitely. Rick, you got any questions?
For the band.
The band?
Well, how many songs you guys got?
I mean, we brought, like, I mean, for the show, we brought 5 songs. We are going to record 5 maybe different songs. No, we just have 2 songs that, I don't know. Like, yeah, we have songs. We got like 7 or 8 songs.
Because, I mean, we all know you guys. We all talk about the stuff that we're already doing already.
Know what you're working on.
Right. So, I mean, I'd love to know stuff about you, but.
Well, Rick turned me on to a show called Preacher, which fucking pretty much rules.
Preacher's pretty. Arseface. That's a great show. Yeah.
Where's that available and what's it about?
Netflix, about a preacher taking on what? There's a vampire, an angel, 2 angels.
The vampire's
a
his
demon.
Friend, though.
Yeah. Vampire's a demon.
It's crazy
stuff.
Show.
It's a.
Deals with heaven and hell and. And
it's in a superhero world, but it's not superheroes. There's extra mystical paranormal forces at work in the world. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Kind of thing.
But it's like just about a regular dude in this world or what?
A preacher.
Yeah. I wouldn't say he's regular. He comes from a fucking crazy family.
A crazy
that's
family
not
of preachers.
Regular. Yeah. So, yeah.
I'm gonna check it out.
It's good stuff, though. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a fun show.
Dude, I've been looking for something new.
It
to
bounces
watch.
Back and forth.
Adult.
Like the late 1800s.
Not for kids.
Did you ever see Legion?
Nope.
Okay. Legion is also similarly kind of crazy. Alt universe of that on a TV show. Hmm. I think that one's on Hulu.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Check that out.
Yeah, Legion's good too.
I'll check out Preacher, and if I like it, then maybe I'll go into Legion.
We'll give it at least good 3 episodes.
Okay.
Because at first, my wife's like, "What the fuck are you watching?"
Those are always the best shows.
Yeah.
And when like, that's the first question out the gate.
Yeah, I was in there going, Nick and Larry were chatting this story up, so I just thought I'd check it out.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And then comes midnight, and she's balls deep into it. I go to bed, and she didn't crawl into bed until like 3:30 this morning.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
So, yeah.
If we're going to run down TV talk, Creature Commandos. It's a DC cartoon, little like post-Suicide Squad. Like James Gunn's the writer, Sean Gunn's
who are
one
some
of
the
characters
in it?
Okay, Sean Gunn plays G.I. Robot and Weasel. If we all remember,
oh, I remember
the
Weasel.
Weasel,
yeah.
But he actually has a whole backstory. But then also David Harbour is like Frankenstein's monster.
This is the one based on the monsters, right?
Yeah. Like Creature Commandos. Werewolves they're not humans. They're not people. They're so it's like Suicide Squad, but not superheroes because they're not
it's
people.
It's like horror.
They're robots and monsters. The Bride is one of the characters. Alan Tudyk is the
Tudyk.
Yeah,
does he have 2 dicks?
He is Alan Tudyk. He could be a Klingon, but no. Alan Tudyk, Wash from Serenity, and
so he doesn't really have 2 dicks.
No,
just
it's his
last
name.
Okay,
yeah. I mean, maybe he's got 2 dicks.
Do
like,
Klingons
I
have
2
that's
dicks?
Not part of the show.
He was
or
in
anything.
That alien show.
He's
going to
answer.
Like,
Spike, do you know?
So he walks around with the strap on and his regular.
Do Klingons
appendage?
Have 2 dicks?
Yes.
I have no idea.
Klingons have redundant organs, including their reproductive organs.
That's bad.
They do, but I don't know if it's like they use one and then if it falls off, another one pops out.
No, they have 2 that they can use. Interdependently.
Okay. All right.
I don't remember that on any episode. When was that?
Go search the internet.
No, just
promise
go to,
you this is true.
But they do have repetitive stuff. So
yeah, but
that's redundant. Yeah.
Redundant organs.
Yeah, but if you watch when Worf and Dax get it on, then you'll understand.
But then I don't know what's going on downstairs on a Dax either. So
yeah, that's true. But dude, I don't know. Like, that Dax was hot.
Dax, I meant on, you know.
A trill.
What was a trill? Care. Thank you. God, I said
Dax. You know, but you remember Dax was the symbiote person and Jadzia was the hottie.
Yes,
Dax was
correct.
The little like
oh
like
yeah,
thing
that's right.
Right.
Dax
okay,
was like
yeah.
an 80-year-old man.
Well, she'll always just be Dax because I have a short-term memory and that's just what she gets named. Plus, I like the word Dax. In fact, I named so many characters, video game characters, Dax.
Ah.
Daxaramis, just variations of Dax. Especially because I was a fucking World of Warcraft nerd for about
oh, there you
12
go.
Years. I'm recovering, though. One day at a time.
That's still around.
My Skyrim character
oh, yeah.
is Therav Rend.
It's not as big as it was.
The Reverend. So.
Yeah, one time they had like 13 million people paying, I think it was $10.99 a month.
That's some change. In fact, that guy sold it, and now he got that Davidson Institute up at UNR.
Huh.
He's
a World of Warcraft guy, huh?
He was the one who invented it.
That's amazing.
Whoa.
Yeah. And well, so, yeah, Blizzard bought it, and then Blizzard sold itself, and all have made just tons of effing money.
Yeah, but yeah, Davis made. I mean, he has two of those high schools, and they're free, they're public. But you have to test into them. I mean, those are the kids that graduate with bachelor's and their high school diploma at the same time because you know they have nothing else to do with their life, mm-hmm. and their parents. I understand from a friend that teaches there, just fucking horrible human beings.
Huh?
They're like, man, every parent just sucks here.
Like allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly. Well, he says they just don't let them be kids. You know, they're just constantly driving them into the dirt.
So. Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah. But oh well, they get to go to college.
Yeah.
And then they can run away, join the circus, get high.
End up hosting a podcast 25 years later.
Exactly.
And that's the life.
On track.
Not every super smart person needs to go to college.
Yep. That's what I said to my parents.
Or even finish 10th grade. Yeah, it's going to work out somehow.
Not every smart person needs to be 23 and have 60 grand in debt.
That's true. Yeah.
I mean.
Just the lucky ones.
Right.
What do you guys think? We should play another song?
Yeah.
All right.
Let's do another song. What's
let's have a twofer. You looked up at me, Steve, like you didn't know that I just transform into a zombie the every time.
That was the first time I ever heard you get old.
Yeah, that's how I end the song every time. We can't hear each other.
I don't care. It's just a big cacophony of sound in the garage and on stage fucking 100% of the time.
Oh. Yeah, we're playing another song.
We'll be right back.
Very nice, guys.
Nice.
Another That's old classic standard there.
Yep.
I haven't felt this good in days, so I really related to the song.
Yeah.
Good.
That's
yeah.
awesome, Rick.
Yeah. Some days it just feel like things suck, but this one's the less sucky.
Yeah, this ain't too bad.
Yeah.
I had a particularly nice day myself.
Fuck. Things are going good.
I mean, that's why I was in my sweatpants and had two dogs in my lap and a beer and a joint, and then I get a phone call and I was all, fuck me.
Why aren't you at the podcast, Steve?
No, Nick's really nice. It's like, hi. You coming?
You coming?
Instead of just going, asshole, where in the fuck are you? He's all nice to me. He was all nice. Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Well, I got to tell you, Steve, if it was, you know, if you did this all the time, of course I would probably treat you that way. But you never do this, so it's very unusual.
It was a sunny day outside. It was just, you know, it was a little chilly, but the weather's been holding up. I mean, it's amazing.
I worked from home today. I mean, I was done by 11. I was playing my Dark Souls 1 remastered. Yeah. I was like, ace. You know, it's like into the game.
My drums are sitting in your car.
And that's a game that's easily wrapped you into it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Dude. It's that game is way harder than Elden Ring's. Actual gameplay.
I have not. Elden Ring was my first Dark Souls game, so I missed on it.
And then I'm going back and playing the classics.
Because evidently, like after a while, like I haven't progressed very far in Elden Ring, but evidently it gets pretty repetitive at a certain point.
Not that I found out.
No,
okay.
Is Elden Ring an online game? Is there other people in the world, or is it a first person?
So there's
you can do both.
It has a large single player component, but you can work with somebody else, and/or you can
co-op.
There are invasions where you can invade somebody else's game and fight them, or you can allow invaders to come into your world where you fight them.
But I don't play online.
And that can get very cutthroat. Yeah.
But I don't play online because I did that for 12 years. And if I wanted to play online, I'd just go back to playing WoW.
But there is a PvP aspect to it. You could play it just as a straight up
PvP game. And it is actually designed around taking out some of the large bosses with friends. Like, it's supposed to be cooperative play. Yeah. Yep. But there is a PvP element, absolutely. And people are fucking cutthroat in that game. Yeah, they're just assassins
all
waiting
PvP
for the news.
You can attribute 12-year-old douchebags out there fucking you.
Oh, yeah.
It's
a game, though, if you're going to start it, have a notebook, because there is no in-game journal. It's not going to tell you what your quests are.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like something I'd want to play. I like
it's a little like tabletop.
I'm replaying Fallout New Vegas right now. I've been into it for a couple months, and I'm getting real high in level, and I just love that fucking game.
Heck yeah. I've been playing that in Skyrim or my
I played it like 14
TVs.
Years ago when it came out, but now I've like got way back into it. So
I've been playing it over the Prime.
So many options.
The Prime streaming game system.
Yeah, such a good-looking game.
It's been
so
pretty
fun.
Fucking cool.
All the interactions with the non-player characters are fun.
Well, and evidently Vegas is made by the same developers as 1 and 2 versus 3 and 4, which is, of course, Bethesda.
Bethesda, yes. Skyrim and Morrowind, all the Elder Scrolls. Morrowind was a great game.
And Oblivion, which, you know, like these are all near and dear to my heart.
Yes.
I'm the back TV, I'm Skyrim. The front TV, I'm New Vegas. It's just depending on where I'm holding the toddler.
Awesome.
Yeah, in case you audience members don't know, Rory is a huge nerd.
I dabble in nerdism.
Why don't you tell us what's on your right arm there? That's your video game arm,
right? Well, we've got the Pip-Boy, the Vault-Tec mascot here on my arm, right next to Pac-Man. They are both giving you a thumbs up and winking. Pac-Man is giving you a thumbs up and a wink and a smile.
But that's fucked up because Pac-Man doesn't have thumbs.
But he's got boxing gloves like Strong Bad. Shut up. Just go with it. But Vault Boy, or, you know, the Pip Boy, he's actually winking his eye and looking at his thumbs up, not you, because he's trying to gauge the size of the mushroom cloud. If it's bigger than his thumb, you need to run away. If it's smaller than his thumb, you're safe. This is actual real advice given by the U.S. military to soldiers in the 1950s.
Is that true, Spike?
I never heard that before.
It is a quote-unquote rule of thumb out there, though.
Okay.
Which comes from an even worse place than that. But
I actually found a stick that was
look at my thumb. So I found one that was just underneath that one.
And so then you could legally beat
your my wife.
White and children with a stick that large. Yes.
Ma'am,
I don't know.
Different times.
I've got tattoos of a Tetris shape. I've got a E.T.'s video game on the Atari buried in a landfill.
I remember that.
I've got a companion cube from the Portal series that may or may not contain the remains of my loved one. I have an umbrella for the Umbrella Corp, some ghosts, and of course, the Konami code.
Pac-Man. And then on the very top, you got Link. That was your first guy, right?
Actually, the first part of this I had before Link was this crowbar.
Oh, okay.
It was Half-Life 2 and a basic weapon in most games. Mm. But yeah, I've got Link up there at the top. I've got a Triforce. I've got the N7 from Mass Effect.
Rory's video game arm.
Gears of War. I have a cog on my shoulder and a big old Atari 2600 controller to top it all off, because there's where my addiction began. Mm.
Video games and tattoos, apparently.
I didn't get the tattoos till much later.
What's your favorite Atari 2600 game, Rory?
Really? Pitfall.
Okay.
Pitfall was the game I always wanted to play and never got to play enough of because I didn't own it. My buddy owned it, so I'd always want to play it at his house. Of the games that I had that I played relentlessly, Star Wars.
All right.
That was pretty awesome. I rewired the joystick. So
there's a lot of Star Wars games. Which one?
The first one.
First Star Wars?
Yeah, the very first Star Wars game. Oh, man, the Spider-Man game on the 2600 I also played a whole lot of.
Huh.
But I flipped my joystick around so because I didn't understand how to fly a plane, that when you'd pull back, it would go up, and you push forward, it would go down. So I opened it up, flipped it around. So if I pushed up, it would go up, and if I pulled back, it would go down.
Do you invert your Y?
Now I understand how to do it, but I physically inverted my axis because I didn't like the game had.
I always have to reverse it. I always have to do it like a plane.
That's
now,
how I do.
Now mine. I do it. Now I do it. But as a kid, when that game came out, I couldn't. I lost every time, so I just flipped it around so I could do it. And that was the first thing I hacked. It was an engineering hack, not really a software hack, but yeah,
so that counts.
Yep. Yeah. It's what we had to work with then.
Right?
Yep.
And by the time I figured out the whole thing about the Captain Crunch whistle, AT&T had changed everything.
That is a sentence that I don't understand.
I don't even have any idea.
Really? Captain Crunch had a whistle that that came out like as a free toy. And if you blew it into a payphone, it would accept it as like the tone that it would tell the operator that you would put in the quarter.
Oh,
no
weird.
Shit.
Yeah.
That's a hat.
Oh,
a
yeah,
hat.
Yeah. No, this is a real thing. And like the older kids in my neighborhood, like all had one, and that's how they made free calls all the time.
Instead of just
by the
from
time
their
I
house.
Was old enough to like start doing that and could like reach payphones and it didn't look weird for being a little kid. But like AT&T had like moved on to a different digital system, and that hacked
player
didn't
haters.
Work
AT&T
anymore. It was like around the
always
end of
been
the
80s. Player haters.
Yeah.
See, my parents just got collect calls from the 70s through the 80s that way.
Will you accept a collect call from, can you come pick me up? I'm at the corner of...
Yeah. You should make long distance calls and be able to like bill it to somebody else's phone even if them not, not even like consenting. So you just say, oh, can you bill it to my phone number? And you could bill it to somebody else entirely and there's really no way to find you. The good old days. Yeah. Now you don't even have to pay for long distance calls, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, right. Don't call Aunt Margaret until it's after 6 p.m.
Yeah, peak hours.
Don't call the East Coast.
Yeah, then it's only 20 cents a minute.
Say hello to Uncle Ralph. Hello, Uncle Ralph. Click. All right, you guys. Well, we should wind this sucker up.
Wow.
We do
this
have...
is just like an old fart episode. We're
it's
talking
okay.
about
I mean,
being...
like,
I mean, that's
you know,
what we... That's
like
what I expected.
We're all so familiar
that's tonight.
With each other when you guys... Have-
Yeah,
well, before you guys are hosts on the show for one thing.
Yeah, we see each other. It's not...
just it's fun to just kind of hang out with you guys and shoot the shit. And I'm sure
it is. Yeah. This is how the show started.
Yes,
like
yeah, totally. It's a throwback.
Not knowing
but the
what
music
we were doing.
Is making it better. So
yeah,
thanks.
Yeah,
God.
The music is
that's
always enjoyable. I love Wonton Dooley. I think you
fuck
guys
yeah.
are a great fun.
Oh my God,
party band.
Yeah,
we are party always band. Great show.
Yeah, at any bar.
Thank you.
We start the party. We don't end the party because we need to be home at a reasonable hour.
Turns out being the headliner
that's
sucks.
That's an important thing.
For real. I don't want to be the headliner.
Fuck, no, nobody does.
You got to stay sober longer. When you're right?
You got to stay sober longer and everybody leaves before you play.
The opener that's is right. practically so. More important.
We had quite a sizable crowd at the old VSB. This
middling
show.
Is the way to go.
That's
in
a
Reno.
Big room.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, we had a big room. It was full.
Because they'll work out all the sound issues on the first band.
Yeah. First isn't the best. Or second is pretty fucking good. If it's a four-band show, second and third are the best spots.
Fuck yeah.
You say you guys don't have any shows coming up anytime soon on the books, but you're working on the album, and then you're going to be booking a bunch of stuff in the spring and summer.
Yeah, hopefully we'll get in some new rooms. There's a couple new venues that have opened up.
You guys are
trying to knock down some doors that we haven't been to
on
before,
the internet. So. We can find you and follow you, so we'll know when there are shows and when the album comes out and everything.
We are on the Facebookery, and that's pretty much where you're going to find us.
And cool. Bandcamp, right?
Yeah.
The Bandcamp is where our old stuff is. So? We're still.
What's that address? You got the really old stuff? Camp, you got Left on Wells on there? I love that song.
Yes. I think
no,
Left
we
on Wells.
We never recorded that. Huh.
We didn't?
I don't think so.
Why aren't we?
Oh, that's a shame. That's a shame. That's a cool song.
It's a Jack song that it has fallen by the wayside.
It was a rocker.
It was. That's a good one. Yeah. You can't turn left on Wells.
That's the truth.
Yeah, sorry. You can't take a left on Wells.
That is the truest statement you'll ever know as a Reno.
Hey, when you're sitting there trying to take a right on Wells and the person in front of you is trying to turn left on Wells and you're like,
it's not going to happen.
Bitch, too bad they didn't record that song.
It's not going to happen. It's going to be 45 minutes till you get to go.
What they need to bring up is the Michigan U-turns. I don't know if you've ever been to Michigan, but down like the streets like that, they have like a planner system. And then every like three blocks, there's a U-turn so that you can go in the opposite direction.
I do it anyways.
guess what you can do on Wells on a whole lot of those intersections? Make a U-turn.
Yeah.
No, you can't.
No, you shouldn't.
No, you
shouldn't.
You're really not supposed to.
Professionals.
You have to go to Michigan first.
And if your computer's running too slow, please be sure to delete your Win32 files.
Right. It'll fix everything.
And when you're in a game, what was it, controlled Alt-4?
Yeah, every time.
Every time. That's the only way to fucking win the game.
Yeah.
Alt-4.
The game that all of the listening audience has just lost.
Chewbacca, you want to take us out?
Yeah, I mean, it's been really great having you guys in the studio, and it's been great talking to you guys out there in the internet. For everybody who ever been on the show, and for me and Rick who showed up to work this week, and for the band who came to entertain us, I'd like to say thanks for listening. Make sure if you stop at a four-way stop next to somebody, the person on the right always gets to go first. And if three people stop, the person farthest right goes.
That's only if you land simultaneously.
And if you're merging onto another lane that has multiple lanes, turn into your closest lane first, establish oneself, hit blinker.
The only time that courtesy should come into play at a four-way stop, I'm saying, is when there's four people there and you just agree one person's got to go. Otherwise, there's totally rules to follow. And you can hit me up on Facebook if you want to discuss that further.
No reason to wave me through an intersection, old man.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
The last time I saw you was someplace very gay.
Darkwater Studio.
But queer things were yet to come.
You like it.